Schoolgirls in Malawi are learning to defend themselves against sexual abuse. This is the goal of Uyama Pamodzi Africa, a non-governmental organization based in Kenya. The group is not offering martial arts classes to the schoolgirls, but it is teaching the young women what to do if someone tries to attack them. The United Nations Children's Fund has financed the program since a report about sexual assault in Malawi was released last year. The report found that one in every five girls under the age of 18 in Malawi has been sexually assaulted. Loveness Tole is with Uyama Pamodzi Africa. She says the class teaches girls several different methods of self-defense.
The curriculum involves both verbal and physical skills. With the physical skills, it's used only if it's the last and best option. So, meaning to say, we use mainly the verbal skills, which is how to use their voices to end assaults.
The schoolgirls learn to shout for help or act like they see someone coming to trick their attacker. The girls also learn ways to disable an attacker so they can run away. The NGO has been teaching these classes for 2 hours every week in 7 districts around Malawi. Project coordinator Simang Aliso Domoya says the group hopes to bring change to the country.
At the end of the year, we'd like to reduce the incidences of rape. We'd also like to promote education by reducing early marriages, school dropouts, and also early pregnancies.
At least 25,000 girls have been involved in the program. Teacher Rebecca Msalanyama says before, girls were not reporting sexual attacks. But now, some are feeling empowered to report incidents to teachers and parents. One girl, named Shang Chituzu, said she has already had to use her skills. "My uncle ordered me to lie on his bed," she said. "When I asked him why, he started touching my body. I told him to stop and that I would report him to the police or my mother if he continued. After hearing this, he ordered me out of his room." The project is also teaching boys that they should respect girls. It also shows them how to become involved if they see a girl being assaulted. Project organizers want to extend the self-defense program to students across Malawi. They hope there will be enough money to offer it nationwide. I'm Pete Musto.